Door Company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorco.charleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
What, no music? I was just waiting on a song. I'm sorry. Did we change formats again?
No, we didn't change formats. We've never started the beginning of the horn section. That's your music for the start. That's your pew.
Okay.
Now the intermissions, they come with.
I was just sitting here trying to think. Oh, I forgot what music day it is today. But anyway, welcome to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. It is Monday, June the 21st. Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing, been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. We're going to designate today as No More Sticky Stuff Monday.
What happened with the sticky stuff?
The sticky ban goes into effect in Major League Baseball today.
Oh.
The pitchers can't use the sticky stuff.
Mm.
So, hence, No More Sticky Stuff Monday.
Can't have cinnamon buns before games no more. That's horrible.
I don't think they were using cinnamon buns. But No More Sticky Stuff Monday. Hope everybody's weekend was good. Mine was great. I had a little bit, got a little production done.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, got on Friday, cut the grass. Got that out of the way. Watched the Braves. Got up Saturday morning, pressure washed the porch.
Oh, wow. You did.
I didn't realize how much stuff I had on the porch, so I had to take it off the porch. So pressure washed the porch. Got that done right as that big storm came through. Watched baseball all day. I watched everything this weekend. Watched all four baseball games of the College World Series. Watched the Braves a little bit. Watched a little bit of the NBA. Watched the NASCAR yesterday. Watched the U.S. Open Golf. I had a great weekend.
Well, that's good.
And I was left alone. Nobody bothered me.
Nobody bothered you.
That's a big plus of of a porch weekend.
Do people bother you a lot during the weekend? Do they, like, just come?
No, I mean.
Yeah, squatters that come in and don't want to leave?
Even the dogs were out there watching watching TV with me on the porch.
Well,
of course, I had to have Cheez-Its to get them out there. But, yeah. But anyway, I had a great weekend, and we'll get into all that happened over the weekend here as we go along through the day's show. Got a good show for you. Scotty Osberg is back. After like 10 days off,
I know
he is back.
If he doesn't have a suntan, he did something completely
he
wrong.
He went to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll have some stories.
Yeah,
I'll be disappointed if we don't have any stories.
Yeah.
But
we just stayed in the hotel the entire time.
Our buddy Bobby Harrell from the Harrell Insurance Company, he'll come in for his weekly visit at 5:10. And then at 5:25, Monty Lee met with the media this morning to wrap up the past baseball season up at Clemson, and we'll let you hear a little bit of what Monty had to say. Between all that, your calls are welcome, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at FanTalk98.9, and you can listen to us around the world several different ways. You can go on to our website, CharlestonSportsRadio.com. You can get us on your Alexa devices. Are they Alexa devices? What is the difference between Alexa and Echo?
Amazon Echo. Alexa belongs to Amazon.
Okay.
So Amazon, any product like Fire Stick, you would say, hey, Alexa.
Right.
Anything Apple is Siri.
I got you.
Google is Google. Hey, Google.
Well, I don't know if it works on those others, does it?
What, Alexa?
We know it works. You can get us if you have an Echo Dot or something like that on Alexa.
It'll still work on Alexa. Like, even if you can hook your phone up to Bluetooth, if it's streaming on your Bluetooth, like as your music player in your house, whenever you stream our app, it'll still play through your Alexa device.
Well, there is just no excuse now.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
None.
Start giving out quizzes every
that's
week.
That's right. Now, you can just go to the App Store or Google Play, download ESPN Charleston, and take us anywhere you want to go. We are 76 days until Clemson plays Georgia, 80 days until the NFL season opener, and as expected, Dunes West sold out very quickly. So next Monday at 8 o'clock, we'll have 20 foursomes to Rivertown. And they will go quickly. I can tell you that. They will go quickly. All of them are going quickly. But you got to get on the website, charlestonsportsradio.com. Get on there right at 8 o'clock on Monday morning because they're gone by 8:15, 8:20. Again, I can't say it enough. This is the last two summers. They just go. I don't know if golf courses, I haven't played a round of golf in forever. I don't know how much a round of golf costs. Maybe the price of golf went up or something like that. But obviously it's a great deal because it sells out every week. So next Monday we'll have 20 foursomes to Rivertown Golf Club over in Mount Pleasant. So you can get those. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Big day for the Braves. They've got a doubleheader with the Mets. First two of four in New York. Braves have trailed the Mets by five games right now. So a big series coming up for the Braves this weekend. Right now in the College World Series in an elimination game, in the bottom of the third inning, Stanford leads Arizona 7-0. Well, they scored all seven runs in one inning, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and look. I don't have the box score in front of me, but I believe I was watching it at my desk, and then I went to do a few things, and now it's 7-0 Stanford. Again, the loser goes home. So, anyway, coming up tonight, we got Vanderbilt and NC State. NC State, very impressive in their opener this weekend, and then we have two more games tomorrow. We'll look at that as well. Big news with the NCAA, unanimous vote from the Supreme Court against the NCAA, so we'll talk about that today as well. And whatever's on your mind. I was texting Everett about an NBA, I forget which NBA game I was watching, and he was amazed that I was watching a game. I think I was watching the end of the Hawks game. I think that's the one I was texting him in.
What made you do that?
You just flicked over. You know, you can, if you've got an extra 30 minutes, you can flick over and watch the last 2 minutes of an NBA game because it takes 30 minutes to play. So anyway, but I had an enjoyable weekend. Certainly hope your Father's Day weekend was treated you okay. I got a Father's Day card from my cat out here at the radio station. I'm assuming you had something to do with that.
Me?
Yeah.
Little homie? Have something to do
with
that? Yeah,
I think you did.
What did it say?
Is that a picture of the real cat?
What did it say? Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Well, apparently this cat can type.
Oh.
For those you don't know, there's a cat that hangs around the radio station, and I have taken it upon myself to feed it every day, twice a day, and I've been doing it now for about 5 years. And he eats and runs.
But he hangs out with you. He sleeps under your corner.
Yeah, but he's scared of everything.
Yeah, he jumped. He knows just how to scare me. He'll wait, like if I'm the last one leaving at night, like he'll be in the bushes and like I'll walk by and I'm not paying attention, and you'll just and then he just darts. But ever since I saved him from the geese, like the geese kept trying to eat his food one day when you were out of town, and I fed him, and ever since then he's like, you know what? This guy's all right.
That big guy's okay. he is okay. So, again, let us know what's on your mind. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. So I'm at a point right now I don't have time to get into starting something new. So I'm just kind of going, anyway, did you know the spring Football League Mega Bowl was this weekend. The championship.
The Mega Bowl.
Yeah.
So the past Super.
I was flicking through channels. I guess this was Saturday afternoon. Might have been during the time. I'm a master channel changer. Mm-hmm. I can watch three things at once.
Oh, yeah.
Drives everybody around me insane. But I kind of think of it as a rare talent that you can do that. But I was flicking around. I didn't watch that much of it. The Spring Football League Mega Bowl. It was between the linemen and the jousters, which may be the stupidest name for a football team. What does jousting have to do with football?
What does linemen have to do with football? Well, I mean, I guess I automatically went to the daggone, like, electric.
Well, yeah, you think electric, but then you got to remember every football team has a lineman.
Yeah.
But jousters?
But you got a team full of
linemen.
Isn't
that a medieval thing?
Yeah. I challenge you,
well, you
to
have
a duel.
You have like a horse and a spear, and you run at each other?
Yeah.
Isn't that what jousting is?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I flicked on that. It was at Rice University in Texas. And there was nobody there. I'm serious. They had a few fans. I'm assuming it was open to the public. Because Texas was one of the first states to open up. Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there wasn't 100 people there. Like friends and family.
That's funny.
I don't even think all the family was there of all the players. There was nobody there.
Jeez.
I felt bad for them. It was a big empty stadium, and there was nobody there.
And the thing is it's,
and nobody cares. Who watched this garbage? Did anybody watch the Spring League? Did anybody watch one Spring League game?
But they have the nerve to call themselves the Mega Bowl. The Mega Bowl.
The Mega Bowl.
Beyond Super. I think it was.
We're one step above Super Bowl.
It should have just been the Mediocre Bowl. The Super Bowl.
I just don't know why they continue to throw these spring leagues at us.
Who has the money to piss away at? I'm sorry, can I say that word?
Well,
who has
no, you can't.
Who has the money to?
I don't know. Somebody, I guess. I mean, this was on Fox. This one wasn't on some off the wall channel. This was on Fox National.
Yeah.
The Mega Bowl. By the way, the linemen won 26-23. Okay, I know you all interested. All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll run down what happened. Everything gets you caught up to date. Everything happened over the weekend. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Some sun, then clouds today as we kick off another Low Country work week. High around 89. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low around 77. An afternoon thunderstorm or two Tuesday with a high around 85. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms will be in the area throughout the week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety with special hours and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Your AC not up to par? The Bozzelli Comfort Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Bozzelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Bozzelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable at your residence or business, make the right call 843-722-3146.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings, and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton. You ain't heard nothing yet.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon.
You forgot how
Jerry Butler.
Yeah. The Chicago sound of the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
There you go.
Soul Music Mondays.
Soul Music Mondays. All right, there you go. Sounds good. Stanford up on Arizona, 7-0, top of the fourth. Stanford has runners on first and second, and nobody out right now. So Stanford well in control there. Other games this weekend in the College World Series. Opening day, NC State defeated Stanford 10-4. Vanderbilt beat Arizona 7-6 in 12 innings yesterday. Virginia over Tennessee 6-0. Mississippi State defeated Texas 2-1. Mississippi State pitchers struck out 21 batters yesterday. Awesome pitching performance by really both teams. I mean, 2-1. Virginia looked impressive over Tennessee. Tennessee seemed nervous. I don't know. They didn't seem like the same Tennessee team that we saw, the confident Tennessee team we saw in the regionals and the super regionals. They'll look to bounce back here. They will play Texas tomorrow afternoon in another loser's bracket. In the ECHL playoffs, Stingrays lost 5-2 Friday night in Game 2, won 3-2 Saturday in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1, Game 4 tonight at the Ice Palace. So they could wrap it up tonight, and should Greenville win tonight, Game 5 will be played Wednesday night at the Carolina Ice Palace. River Dogs beat Myrtle Beach 4-0 Friday, 7-3 Saturday. Lost 6-1 yesterday. They're now 26-14, 3 games up on the Columbia Fireflies. Battery won Friday night 2-1 against Miami FC. They are now 2-1-2 on the season. Braves and Cardinals this weekend. Braves won 9-1 Friday. Saturday was postponed, so they played a doubleheader yesterday. Lost 9-1 in the first game, won 1-0 in the second game. So the Braves now 33-36, 5 games against the Mets. And again, they have a doubleheader today against the Mets, single game Tuesday and Wednesday. So big 4 days for the Braves. And they'll be going up against Jacob DeGrom in that first game at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Both of those games you can hear over on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. So remember that if you're listening to us on 9:10 and 94.7, you'll be leaving us at 5 o'clock. But we will be here until 6 o'clock. Unlike Luke. Did you know Luke was off today too?
I had heard that.
I didn't know that. I thought he was coming back today.
He needed a day for travel.
Might need a whole week if you're on American Airlines. canceling flights right and left. John Rahm birdied 17 and 18 to win the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Nellie Korda won the Meyer LPGA Classic. And Harry Hall won the Wichita Open on the Corn Ferry Tour. NASCAR in Nashville yesterday, Friday. Ryan Preece won the truck race. Kyle Busch won the Xfinity race on Saturday. And Kyle Larson wins again. He won yesterday the Ally 400 in Nashville. Clippers eliminated the Jazz over the weekend. Hawks eliminated the 76ers over the weekend. So as far as the NBA, Hawks and Bucks, game one, 8:30 Wednesday night in Milwaukee. Over in the West, Clippers and Suns. Suns lead that 1-0. Game two will be 9 o'clock tomorrow night in Phoenix. NHL, Islanders and Lightning, they are tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5, 8 o'clock tonight in Tampa. And the Canadiens in Vegas, they are tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5, 9 o'clock Tuesday in Las Vegas. So that gets you caught up on everything that happened over the weekend, I think. I don't think I missed anything.
Nah. I watched the
and the Mega Bowl. Don't forget that.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, buddy.
Wonder how many people watched it on TV. Because I swear, I'm not exaggerating when I say there weren't 200 people at that game.
What time was it?
It was at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Oh.
It was on Fox.
Yeah, we were watching. We had it on the golf championship on the
I wouldn't even know it was on. They did no promotion.
Clearly.
And I wouldn't even know it was on.
Well, since it was the live and the Jousters, they probably used Pony Express to get
if
the
I had, if I hadn't been flicking through the channels, I wouldn't even know it was on.
This looks like football. Sounds like football. But it can't be.
I'm used to watching sport events in empty stands, but I thought we were beyond that. And then I figured out, nobody wanted to come see this. They've been playing now a couple of months. We haven't had one phone call about the Spring Football League.
Not one person that was a fan of the Jousters.
No Jouster fans.
If somebody can call and describe what their uniforms look like without Googling it.
8-0 Stanford right now, top of the fourth. They have runners on first and third. And only one out. So this game is getting away slowly but surely away from Arizona. So anyway, all right, where are we at? Oh, got to take a break. I'm just excited Scotty's back.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Because you're trying to say you've had lack of conversation with someone for...
No. Why you always got to make
it... I take everything personal,
why
Bobby.
Why you always got to make it about you?
Because it usually should be about me.
I've told
why don't you. Why hadn't that been taught yet?
Todd asked if the preacher came on before the race. Nope, he did not do the race this year.
Boogity boogity.
He should do it every year there. That's one of those deals where it'd be kind of hard to top his first performance.
But I'd love to see him try.
Because it came out of nowhere.
But I'd love to see him try. I would actually, if he wasn't expensive, I'd pay him to do the blessing for me.
Well, we don't know what we don't
Lord,
know.
Lord, thank you for this mashed potatoes and boogity boogity.
We don't know what kind of reaction his pre-race prayer got from, say, his congregation or something like that. They may not have liked it.
It sounds like he got a little into the sacrament before he gave the his little prayer. Thank you, Lord, for my smoking hot wife.
Yeah, I thought he might have crossed the line there. I guess, but anyway, all right. Well, even he stuck to racing through the whole thing. It was fantastic. But no, unfortunately, he did not do the invocation yesterday in Nashville. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You know Allstate for high-quality insurance, but you might not know Allstate for low rates. That's about to change. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations.
Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO, or email philipbradley@allstate.com.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed, a tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation, or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924. Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
There's no point in crying over spilled milk or soda or even spaghetti sauce for that matter, especially when you can take advantage of the Don't Stress the Mess sale right now at Carpetbaggers Flooring. Save 10% on flooring products and get special financing. See store for details. From carpet to hardwood, vinyl, and laminate, let their experts find you beautiful flooring that stands up to the toughest messes. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They're so much more than carpet. Locally owned since 1992.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Now, when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated, member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton. You ain't heard nothing yet.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. That was from the Blues Brothers.
Yep, that version was. You better think about your actions.
That's when a little kid was trying to shoplift something, wasn't it?
No, that was Ray Charles, Shake a Tail Feather, when he shot the gun, when he shot him. He shot at him.
Oh, that's when she was talking to her husband.
Yeah, her husband was telling him, I'm ready to go on the road with you. And she said, no, you ain't. Yeah, he left anyway.
Oh, man. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to comment on anything that happened over the weekend. Again, Braves and Mets doubleheader getting underway at 5 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM, 9:10 a.m. Greenville at the Stingrays tonight, game 4 of that series. Stingrays leading 2-1. Stanford leading Arizona right now in the elimination game coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Vanderbilt going to get in against NC State. That game on ESPN tonight. That should be a good game because if NC State gets the lighter tonight for Vanderbilt, they can win this whole thing.
Wow.
They are playing as good as anybody in the country right now. They really are.
I was watching that game, you know, Arizona and Vanderbilt. Did you not think some of those strikes weren't strikes? Closer to the end, I think the umpire got a little tired after it went on for winning all those extra innings.
I've said that all year about college baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 1 second he would call. You would see the catcher's glove go outside.
Right.
And he would just, okay. The next one would be, I get it. There was this 4'6" kid. Strike zone was like at his head. I get that one. But, you know, I was just like, it's just not consistent. So you don't know what to swing at and what to let go.
Right.
Wild card.
It was fun, though. I enjoyed watching all the games this weekend, and we'll continue to watch them all week. Going to be a long week for the Big Una. Trust me. Long week. So other baseball tonight, Astros at the Orioles. Indians are at the Cubs. A's are at the Rangers. Reds are at the Twins. Brewers at the Diamondbacks. And the Dodgers are at the Padres. That game at 10 o'clock tonight on ESPN. That should be a good series there. Nothing in the NBA tonight. NHL, Islanders, and Lightning. 8 o'clock on the NBC Sports Network. Again, that series tied up at 2 apiece. So that is what your Monday looks like in the world of sports.
Monday.
That's not. Where are you going to do with all that money?
Huh? That I saved on voice lessons?
a couple of state notes. Both have to do with women's basketball. Former Gamecock Asia Wilson. She has been selected to the 12-player team to represent the United States in the Tokyo Olympics. And Dawn Staley said in an interview that she has talked to the Portland Trailblazers. That's the extent of it. I've talked to them. Staley also said the Blazers have not offered her the job. Later on, it's reported that Spurs assistant Becky Hammond is a finalist for the Trailblazers head coaching job. So we'll see where that goes. Of course, I don't think any Gamecock fan wants to lose Dawn Staley.
No.
Not as, you know.
That's all we got.
I'm going to tell you what, with that team she's got coming back next year, but if she leaves, does it stay intact with the transfer portal? That would be the big question mark.
Face it.
If they would stay, I can win a national championship. All I have to do is make sure they get off the bus.
Yeah, but
they're going to be loaded.
Oh, you're talking about you, yeah.
I could coach them.
Get Dave.
I could be one of them interim coaches.
Dave will coach him. He's been trying to come in here and take Luke's spot this week. Give him something to do.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So, anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. You know, when I'm sitting out on the porch watching all these sports, I my mind gets to wandering.
Oh, Lord.
I get weird.
How far does it go?
Well, one thing, I fix on something. Usually when I'm watching a baseball game, that's happened. Somebody on that first or second row behind home plate, which you have to look at all game long, annoys the hell out of me. And yesterday, here I go, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday in the Tennessee game, there was a guy sitting right to the right. He looked like he was 40-something. He's bald. He got no shirt on.
Yeah.
And he's wearing striped overalls.
Yep. That's...
And it just, for whatever reason, it just annoyed the heck out of me the entire game.
He had no team shirt on. However, you know which team he's pulling for.
He was, did he look in a mirror when he left the house and go, yeah, I'm going to College World Series. Probably going to be on TV. This looks good. I'm hoping the man lost a bet.
A
fantasy football bet or something.
I tell people that all the time when they leave the house. I'm like, you ain't got a mirror or a friend in your life. If you walked out and said, you know what?
He's in there just guzzling beers. He's fat, overweight, no shirt, and orange striped overalls.
Mm.
First of all, I don't care if he was a scrapping, handsome young man. Overalls with no shirt is not a good look.
Well, I mean, he probably just got done, you know, it's twofold. He probably just got done cleaning up on the side of the road and said, you know, I can make it to this game. I just don't have time to change. Or he might have escaped, you know, the juvenile facilities.
Usually it's somebody sitting behind a home plate. And again, I know I'm weird. But it's usually somebody sitting there that is on his phone, not watching the ball game. And that irritates the heck out of me.
I was watching. Was Major League Baseball. It was the Giants.
I mean, you got front row seats at a baseball game, and you can't get your head out of your phone.
I got to send you the Giants one. They were playing. I can't remember who they were playing, but there was a dad, an older man, and their sons like in their 40s, and one son's on either side of the dad, and one of them has cotton candy. And the one brother's trying to get a piece, and the other brother's moving his hand, and the dad, he's blocking. He's like, knock it off. Next thing you know, they all slapboxing.
Why would they just say, I would enjoy that.
Yeah, they were all slapboxing. Next thing you know, like, all of them come up with a piece of cotton candy, and even the dad gets mad, and he's like, then you see him just, like, chow down on it. I'm going to find that video, and I'm going to send it to you.
People that stay on their cell phones at sporting events drive me insane. They're not watching the game at all. And don't tell me they're watching the game on their phone.
Well, why would they do? I mean, that just makes no sense. Because, you know, that's always behind.
Because if I can see you on TV, you got great seats. Great seats. Leave your damn phone in the car.
Just walk up behind him and slap him in the back of the head. Be like, now, watch that on your phone. Watch it in slow-mo.
I leave my phone when I walk into Williams-Rice Stadium. My phone is in the car.
Yeah, because you never...
When I walk into Founders Park, when I walk into Colonial Life Arena, my phone is in the car.
Yeah, because I've messaged you before about something during the game, and you don't respond.
That's because my phone's in the car.
Well, you ain't got to get nasty about it. I'm just saying. I recognize it.
I didn't mean to get nasty about it.
We get it, Bobby. Just calm down.
I mean, I can't believe I'm the only one that saw that goober in the striped overalls yesterday.
I'm pretty sure you're not the only one that saw him.
Maybe it just didn't bother anybody.
Well, orange overalls bother aplenty, I'm sure.
You want to hear what else bothered me about watching TV over the weekend?
What?
It all had to do with the College World Series, because that's what I watched the most this weekend. One, Tennessee. Hello, I'm talking to you. Pick a shade of orange. And go with it. I must have seen 8 different shades of orange from Tennessee fans yesterday. They have a darker orange. They have a one that's almost yellow. I saw a guy in a yellow and black Tennessee t-shirt. Yellow and black. Why? Pick a color orange.
Yeah.
And between Tennessee's orange and Virginia's orange, I was there, man. It's a wonder I didn't have retina damage from watching that game.
You sure you didn't get your TV wet and the color was a little off?
No, I didn't have one of those screens like my daddy bought.
Now it's color
Turn
TV.
Turn your black and white TV into a color TV. Darren Stofus, he agreed with me. He says what happened was they changed from Nike to Adidas, and the shade of orange changed.
To yellow?
Well, some of them were yellow. Some of them must have bought their shirt in a truck stop or something and didn't get any licensed apparel. But I just that just bothered me. And the Vandy Whistler when Vanderbilt's playing. somebody needs to just remove him. Physically take him out of the ballpark. It's the most annoying thing every time Vanderbilt plays. And he was in full form in Omaha the other night, too.
How about the
guy? When Vanderbilt plays tonight, cut your TV on for a little bit, and you'll hear this guy whistling. And if you have to listen to that for like three and a half hours, it's annoying as hell.
How about the rally cap guy on Arizona that had a hat stacked up on his head at the end of it? And that guy hit the ball, and everybody's cheering and going crazy, and he's like, nope, can't move, can't knock him off. I mean, he had about 13 hats piled up.
I've seen that before. I mean, but that's a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt should do something about the guy.
He's probably.
He is the most annoying fan in any sporting event there is.
It's probably like Yellowwood Man.
And there's actually two of them.
Oh, he's got a backup.
There are two Vandy Whistlers. I don't know which one was there the other day, but it's annoying. I got one more pet peeve, but we got to go to break.
Top story, Vandy Whistler is the worst in other observations.
He's obnoxious. Only thing that could be worse is if the Vandy Whistler was wearing overalls and no shirt.
And had a cold. And no tissue.
That could be the only thing worse. And one more pet peeve before we go. Again, having to do with college baseball. And maybe this is a COVID thing that started this year. But these porn mustaches have to go.
Oh, like
this
the
trend of growing. No, not even handlebar mustache. These are just
Don.
I don't know what else to call them. Porn mustaches.
Oh, well, let's talk
Arizona. I'm watching Arizona now. Most of their players have a porn mustache.
Furthermore, let's talk about the yellow-haired man that pitched for Vanderbilt. Like at the end, that wasn't a blonde. when you say Tennessee yellow, that's what I think. It's like mustard. I'm like, who did that? And he had a serious party in the front.
Oh, God. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Nobody seems to agree or disagree with my little pet peeves. I think everybody hates the Vandy Whistler, though. And we've had to put up with it in the SEC for years.
He has a jersey.
Right. NC State fans, if you watch that game tonight, you're going to get your first taste of the Vandy Whistler. Mm. Enjoy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still seeing a lot of heavy traffic on I-26 eastbound from 78 up towards Aviation. Reports of an accident or two in the area there. You're also seeing onlookers on the westbound side of I-26 back towards the Mark Clark. On the Mark Clark westbound, we have reports of a wreck on the Don Holt Bridge and a stalled auto at Glen McConnell. You're on Dorchester near Wenzel, reports of an accident, a wreck St. James at Gainsboro, and Bacon's Bridge near Live Oak. No other major issues, but lots of heavy traffic out near the Isle of Palms. Careful. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group, making home buying simple. Some sun, then clouds today as we kick off another Low Country work week. High around 89. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low around 77. An afternoon thunderstorm or two Tuesday with a high around 85. Looking ahead, scattered thunderstorms will be in the area throughout the week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Low Country Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offer many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's E-X-I-T, lowcountry.com.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
We don't call it the Low Country for nothing. Charleston Home and Business Owners. Call Canty Foundation Specialists today and totally eliminate mold and mildew worries. Call 843-484-3625 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Nya nya nya. Ba. Mba. Babue. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch
history,
to Progressive history, today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial. You got to see this dog. It's a little puffball. It looks like a piece of cotton candy that I could just eat up. Oh, and it waddles when it walks. He's a little ducky dog. Oh, I wish you could see it. We really should have planned this better.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Baby, didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the Boogaloo is out of sight, but the Shang-A-Lang's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I'd have, baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right.
Uh-huh.
Do it right. Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right. Do it right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fando here on this Blues Brothers edition of Fan Talk here. You remember Blues Brothers 2?
Yeah. John Goodman. Yeah, John Goodman, because
well, there were no, that I think there were two with Aykroyd and Belushi. Was there Blues Brothers three?
No, I didn't know there was a. I don't think there was.
I remember John Goodman that was when Belushi died.
Yeah, it was Blues Brothers 2000 instead of
something like that.
Dan Aykroyd, and then
that's another sequel never should have been made.
And then Joe, what's his name? Joe Morton, who the actor that played the cop in the first one. He turned into one of the Blues Brothers in the second one.
And there you go.
And it was.
I mean, the first one was good. The second one, no.
Yeah, I can't remember who was the guy who did David Letterman's music.
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, he was in the end of it. They had just had a big Eric Clapton. Everybody was in the end of it. Erykah Badu, and they just did like a big old New Orleans jam fest. After they sang, crap. I'm drawing a blank. Guess we know what the next song's going to be when we come out of break.
Moving on then. All right, out in Omaha right now, Stanford leading Arizona 10-2. Arizona got a little something going. They got runners on first and second with two out. That game now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Big news today, in a unanimous vote, the Supreme Court has invalidated part of the NCAA's amateurism rules around certain education-related benefits, such as free laptops or paid postgraduate internships. The case does not decide whether student-athletes can be paid salaries. Instead, the ruling will help determine whether schools decide to offer athletes tens of thousands of dollars in education-related benefits for things like computers, graduate scholarships, tutoring, studying abroad, internships, and a student can also earn up to $5,900 cash for academic achievements. So that was really big news came down today. Justice Kavanaugh kind of did his own interpretation. And just to preface this, NCAA has kind of poo-pooed all the things he had to say. But he wrote, "To be sure, the NCAA and its member colleges maintain important traditions that have become a part of the fabric of America. Game days in Tuscaloosa and South Bend, pack jams and stores in Durham, and the women and men's lacrosse championships on Memorial Day weekend. Track and field meets in Europe. The spring softball and baseball World Series in Oklahoma City and Omaha, and the list goes on. But those traditions alone cannot justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-raising enterprise on the backs of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. Nowhere else in American businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. And under ordinary principles of antitrust law, this is not evident why college sports should be any different. The NCAA is not above the law." And again, 9-0 was the vote. The NCAA released a statement. "While today's decision preserves the lower court ruling, it also reaffirms the NCAA's authority to adopt reasonable rules and repeatedly notes that the NCAA remains free to articulate what are and are not truly educational benefits consistent with the NCAA's mission to support student athletes. Even though the decision does not directly address name, image, and likeness, the NCAA remains committed to supporting NIL benefits for student athletes. Additionally, remain committed to working with Congress to chart a path forward," which is a point the Supreme Court expressly stated in its ruling. So make of that what you want. So right now, the only thing this means is that student athletes can get more benefits like computers, like paid internships, and stuff like that. Doesn't mean athletes are going to, right now it doesn't, But what it does, it opens the door. And it opens up a ton of question marks. I've got an email here. Let me find this email. This is from a lawyer that somebody sent to me. I'm not going to have time to do it. I'll look at that when we come back. Matt Ralph is his name. He's a partner in the international law firm Dorsey and Whitney, co-chair of Dorsey's antitrust practice group. He specializes in antitrust, competition law, and other complex litigation. We'll read what, when we come back, read what he had to say about what this all means that happened today. So certainly not a good day for the NCAA, but it's not the kiss of death either. But changes are coming. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Hi, my name is Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Company of Charleston. Baker Roofing has been taking care of homes and businesses for over 100 years. In 1915, our company was founded on a promise that still holds true today. We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work. For quality, experienced roofing and repairs, log on to bakerroofing.com. That's bakerroofing.com.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlewgray.org.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
You see it, you like it, you want it, now buy it. With over 600 vehicles to choose from, you can trade in and trade up with no strings attached at Starling Chevrolet. Find new roads to Starling Chevrolet in Mount Pleasant. Online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, Mets ace Jacob deGrom of the 0.54 ERA and 11 starts has been cleared to start game one of today's doubleheader against the Braves. DeGrom was pulled from his last start with discomfort in his right shoulder. NBA 76ers point guard Ben Simmons, shouldering the blame following the Game 7 loss in the Hawks series, said he didn't do enough for his teammates. He's got a lot of work to do. He does, and that should take place in Philadelphia, advises former NBA champion Meta Sandiford Artest.
He needs to take risk, and he needs to be supported the whole way through. I would never get rid of him because he's a superstar. He had a really bad series. Who did? And I think he has a lot of upside. He can only go up from here.
Meta Sandiford Artest on the Max Kellerman Show. The Supreme Court today decided.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
So excited, you and her anatomy. She's